This conference is being recorded.
Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter, and joining us today is David Fisher, CEO of Options Express Holding Incorporated. The company trades on NASDAQ, and the ticker symbol is OXPS. And Options Express offers an innovative suite of online brokerage services for investor education, strategy evaluation, and trade execution. Thanks for joining us today, David.
No problem, Juan. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Anytime. And today the company released its metrics, for its performance metrics for last month. Can you give us some of those highlights?
Sure. Well, it was another, May was another good month for Options Express, and our retail customers really remained resilient despite the difficult economy and the difficult market environment we faced over the last 6 to 8 months. I think one of the most telling numbers in all of our metrics is that our client assets are near all-time highs despite the broader markets being down almost over 30% in the last year. And that's really that our customers have used the products we offer, including options and futures and ETFs, stocks and bonds, to really manage their assets well through this difficult time and stay engaged in the market. They haven't gotten scared and taken their money out and use it for other purposes. They've stayed involved and engaged in the market, and that's certainly allowed our business to stay very healthy through these difficult times.
Yeah, that's certainly good news. And talk about your latest site enhancement from Options Express.
Sure. Well, we continually, one of our big focuses at Options Express is innovation, and it's really a core strength of ours, and making sure our customers have very robust technology and a really easy-to-use platform. Our customers are mostly retail investors, mom-and-pop investors throughout the country, using our platform to add additional products to their investment portfolios, you know, beyond just stocks and stocks and mutual funds. So we're always looking for great new tools we can give our customers to make that easy for them. One exciting new tool we've been working on for a while is called our Express Router. And what Express Router is smart routing technology that allows us to very intelligently route our customers' orders to different exchanges and different market makers to always ensure we're getting our customers the best execution and the best price. And in many, many cases, we're getting our customers price improvement beyond what they can get at other brokers. And we're now displaying the savings our customers are getting from that price improvement with every single trade they do, really showing the value we bring them through the technology and our knowledge of the industry. So that's a great value to our customer, and really with this new technology, trying to highlight it for them. We've also done more work around a product we call MyOX, My Options Express. What My Options Express is really, if you think about a typical overview page in a brokerage account, you know, it'll show your balances and your positions, but it's usually pretty static. MyOX page lets you add up to 20 different widgets on a page in any order you want, any combination you want, set up multiple pages with multiple views, really customize that experience, that brokerage experience, so you have all the information you want right at your fingertips, right at the way you want to see it. And many of these ideas come from our customers. We have what we call a wish list on our site where our customers can submit ideas, and many of our great ideas come right from our customers.
Great. Yeah, thanks for the background on some of the products. Talk a little bit about how this technology helps, you know, investors with, you know, NBBO.
Sure. Well, you know, our customers, again, they're mom-and-pop retail investors. They're usually entering into a trade because they want to, you know, they want that position. They're not trying to scalp nickels here, you know, day trade, getting in and out of positions, but they want that position in their account. And when they're doing it, you know, they're not market makers, they're not on the floor, but they're looking for the best price. And what our Express Routing technology does is really seek out the best prices in the marketplace, pings different liquidity sources, different exchanges, looks at the type of order and where we think we can get the best fill on that order. And through all of our different relationships and the intelligence of this technology we have, brings our customers great prices, and in many cases, like I mentioned, price improvement, a price better than the prevailing price in the market, the MBBO. And we're now displaying the savings our customers are getting above and beyond the MBBO to our customers with every trade where they get price improvement.
Sounds helpful. And walk us through some of the market trends in the online brokerage and also how well positioned the company is to capitalize on them.
Sure. Well, you know, retail customers, there's about 30 to 40 million retail customers trading online today. And they're much more intelligent and much more willing to try new products and new ideas, and I think a lot of people give them credit for it. And one thing we've really been focused on over the years is reaching out to these customers with education and showing them the advantage of adding, these different asset classes to their accounts, options and futures as well as other products. And so that educational outreach has been very prevalent throughout the industry and it's certainly at Options Express. And we recently acquired an investor education firm called OptionEdX to just help us further reach out to customers, provide great investor education to them, show them why, how they can do this themselves, how they can invest online themselves, and use these additional products. And that's a message that's really resonating. A lot of customers, a lot of investors are very frustrated with the performance they got from some of these full-service brokers during this market crisis, this financial crisis of the last 6 to 9 months. You know, they're paying these people, 1-3% of their assets, and they're looking at their accountants, and they're down 30-40%, just like the overall market, and they're wondering why they are, why they're paying these high-priced brokers these kinds of fees, and wondering if they can do them themselves. And that's where kind of the education comes in, showing them, how they can do it themselves, how it's not that difficult, how the great technology that firms like ours give those customers can really make that transition easy.
Yeah, education is definitely the key. And so what differentiates the company from other players in your sector? Is it the technology, the education, or something else?
Sure. I think a couple of things. I mean, we talked about the education, and that's been a big focus of ours from the beginning. But really what differentiates is our focus on these derivative products, options and futures. You know, if you just want to buy 100 shares of Microsoft stock, we can do a great job for you. But there's lots of other firms that can do as well. There's not a lot of value add in buying 100 shares of Microsoft stock. But if you want to really build a portfolio using multiple accounts, multiple products, do it all in one account seamlessly, that's where Options Express really shines, where we don't try to hide these products in the background. We really push them out to our customers, make them very easy to use. Again, all in one single interface, one single account. You don't have to have money in different places to trade these multiple products. And customers who want to do that really find that they have a better overall experience at Options Express than they do at other places.
Good, good. And can you walk us through your background and experience, David, as well as some of the key management team at Options Express?
Sure. Absolutely. I've been at Options Express about 5 years. I came here as a CFO to help take the company public. I was promoted to CEO about 2 years ago. Prior to that, I was CFO at two other growth companies, one of which I helped take public in the early 90s, and we ended up, or the late 90s rather, and we ended up selling to a large bank up in Canada. So this has been Options Express has been a great environment over the last 5 years I've been here. The company is only 8 years old, but we have a terrific management team, lots of industry experience, but still young and entrepreneurial and looking for ways to continue to grow the business.
And what specific milestones and objectives has the management team set for the company over the next year?
You know, what we've really been focused on during, especially the last 6 to 9 months, is continuing to grow the business and maintain a leadership position despite these difficult times in the market. Really have not wanted to pull back. We think this is a tremendous opportunity to grow. We're an extremely strong business with an extremely strong balance sheet. We have over $200 million in cash. We have no debt whatsoever, no exposure to any of these toxic assets that a lot of financial services companies have exposure to. It's really being out there strong in the marketplace, talking to customers, telling them about why Options Express is a great place for them, a safe place for them, and the advantage of using these products. So really our goal has been to try to kind of, during this during this difficult year, really build that base, build that customer base, continue to grow our assets. So when the market environment does turn around, trading levels do pick up and interest rates rise, we have an extremely strong foundation, just to continue that growth on.
So, yeah, talk a little bit more about some of the challenges and some of your specific strategies for overcoming them.
Sure. Well, short term over the last six to nine months is very much about, kind of customer confidence. And, there's clearly a lot of panic in the broader markets, and retail customers are asking lots of questions. Is my money safe? Are you going to be around? And, really spending a lot of time, conveying to them some of those points you just made, just about how strong our balance sheet is, how safe their money is, how they're protected, and how they can use many of the products that we offer to really protect against some of the things that going on in the markets. But those are clearly challenges that we had to work very hard at. People were very nervous and very scared about what was going on in the markets. And thankfully, I think we were very successful during that time, and that's kind of reflected in the fact that we've been continuing to grow our business and add customers. And again, our assets are near all time highs. As we look forward, it's maintaining our leadership position in the derivative space with options and futures and continuing to reach out to customers and, convincing, we have about 330,000 accounts. We have to convince the next 330,000 customers why it makes sense for them to use these products and why it makes sense for them to do that Options Express. And education, I think, is a big portion of that. Many of these customers aren't familiar with these products. They haven't used them before. And so that outreach with the education, reaching people who haven't used these products before is something that's new to us that we haven't done as much of. And, again, that's part of the reason we bought this company, OptionX. It's something they've been doing for over a decade, reaching out to new customers, showing how to invest in the market, and showing them how to use options and futures products.
Sure. And so in terms of growth, will you look for organic growth or would you consider M&A activities?
We really are focused on both. We continue to grow organically. Our new accounts have grown 18% over the last 12 months. But we've also done three acquisitions over the last couple of years. And acquisitions is something we continue to look at. We have excess cash on our balance sheet, and we think it's a very good use of our excess cash. I think valuation levels have come down from a year or two ago. As the market, as the market environment has become more difficult, and with our size, we think we're in a good position to consolidate possibly some smaller online brokers. There's several dozen brokers smaller than us, and only a handful larger than us. So we think we're in a terrific position to be a consolidator and add volume to what we think is our very low cost platform. We have one of the lowest cost per trades in the entire industry and one of the highest revenues per employee in the entire industry. So we think we're in a terrific position to potentially be a consolidator, over the next couple of years.
Great. And in terms of your investors, do you think that investors understand the company's general direction?
Yeah, look, I think our business is pretty straightforward. We're an online broker. It's a space that most people are very familiar with. Our particular focus is on these derivative products and, continuing to bring new people into, our specific niche. And, it's a lot of hard work, putting out good technology that's innovative, people want to use, that investor outreach, both through our marketing and through our education. And then supplementing that with acquisitions over time. It's a pretty straightforward strategy. It makes our business pretty easy to understand, which a lot of investors like. And it's just, it's up to us to execute upon that strategy.
Good answer. And once again, joining us today is David Fisher, CEO of Options Express. Company trades on NASDAQ. Ticker symbol is OXPS. Currently trading at $18 a share and market cap slightly north of $1 billion. And before we conclude, David, what are some of the key reasons why Options Express, OXPS, represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
I think we play in a very large market. Like I mentioned, there's 30 to 40 million online investors. We only have 300,000 accounts today. About 10 to 15% of those 30 to 40 million online investors use derivative products today. So it's still a 3 to 4 million customer market that we're addressing with our only 300,000 accounts. And the market continues to grow. Option volumes have grown at an annual rate of over 25% for each of the last 10 years. It's a fast-growing market. It's a large market. With our small market share, you know, we're able to leverage our good technology and our education and our marketing to continue to grow in this large market. So given the size of the overall market, we just think we have a lot of runway to go.
Great. Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
All right. No problem. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Anytime.